as you can see, this the skit by Cola and Kimmy is an it's kind of a segue into our message today that deals with patience. And so we want to just praise God for them and thank God for allowing God to use you to minister to us today. And also we want to also say that this is kind of an introduction to our drama ministry at the church as well. Amen. And so if anybody is here that you are excited about drama and being a part of creativity, then I would say get with Kimmy and Cola. And I'm sure that we'll have more plays like this throughout. So thank you so much. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 40. Psalm 40. Psalm 40. Psalm 40, verses 1, 2, and 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my heart, in my mouth, and even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. The power of patience. Father, we come before you today and we pray, God, that you will speak to us today. We thank you, God, for this series, The Fruit of the Spirit. And we pray, God, that as we look into your word today, that you would encourage us, God, that you would challenge us, that you would exhort us, God. But most of all, we pray, Lord, that we would be receptive to your word and that we would be willing to make application in our lives. And so, Lord, we pray that you would have your way today and that you would be glorified today as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Power of patience. You guys know that we have been working through a series called The Fruits of the Spirit. And we've been working through this series, and today we want to spend some time talking about patience. Amen? And when everything is going our way, it's easy for us to be patient, isn't it? When all is well and everybody is saying howdy, howdy, and even when the Cowboys are winning, it's easy to exercise patience. The true test of patience, though, is when our rights are violated. When another person cuts in front of us in traffic, and when we are treated unfairly, when our coworker provokes us and things don't go our way, that's when it's tough. That's when it's difficult to exercise patience. And so the challenge for us today is to understand that patience is a fruit of the Spirit. Remember, one of the things that we said that if we were going to produce the fruit of the Spirit, then it must involve being filled with the Holy Spirit. In other words, we cannot demonstrate love or joy or peace that we've been talking about if we are not experiencing the filling of the Spirit. If we're not allowing God to work and move in our lives and we're not experiencing the fruit of the Spirit or the filling of the Holy Spirit, rather, I'm here to tell you that it is impossible for us to exercise patience. We want to take just maybe 2 minutes to show you a quick little 2-minute video about the struggle to exercise patience.
know what the hell you blowing at, but keep blowing at me.
I want to believe that nobody has gone to that extreme, right? That's a correct assumption, right? You haven't, you know, with losing our patience, it can take us to some great extremes. There are those times when we are people cut in front of us, or we don't get, you know, we're looking for something in the mail and it don't come, or we're trying to work with somebody, we're trying to get something and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, and it's easy for us to lose our patience, isn't it? I noticed that in the video, you noticed that she kept calling on the Lord for help. Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord Jesus, help me, help me. But it seems like she didn't really trust God in the video. And so even though there are times when we cry out to God, do we really trust God to help us in those times when we lose our patience? Can you think about a time recently in your life when you lost your patience? Maybe it was with a coworker. Maybe it was with one of your children. Maybe it was with your spouse. Maybe it was with somebody at church that you lost your patience. I want to encourage all of us this morning that there are times when I want to tell you rather that there are times when we lose our patience. There are times when we forget that patience is a fruit of the Spirit. That there are times when we forget that if we want to exercise patience, that we must trust in the filling of the Holy Spirit. I've defined patience as waiting without complaint in the midst of discomfort. Waiting without complaint in the midst of discomfort. There are times when we exercise patience, but at the same time, we're complaining. We might not vent our frustrations on the person or the event that we are having to exercise patience, but when we turn the other way, we are complaining. So-and-so did this, and so-and-so did that, and we are, and so patience is waiting without complaint in the midst of discomfort. It refers to that quality of enduring pain. It refers to the quality of enduring times when we are being provoked or when we are being annoyed. Patience is that fruit of the Spirit that is being contrasted to the works of the flesh. Remember when we read our responsive reading and we read about the works of the flesh? Well, patience is in juxtaposition or contrast to the works of the flesh. You see, sometimes I believe that what Paul is trying to tell the church at Galatia and throughout the book of Galatians, he's trying to tell the church that you are so focused on being self-righteous. You are so focused on wanting to look the part and wanting to look right, that you're forgetting about the filling of the Holy Spirit. And he says, I believe what he's implying is that if we only focus on self-righteousness, then we produce the fruit of the flesh. But if we focus on being filled with the Spirit, then we produce the fruit of the Spirit. And one of those fruits of the Spirit is patience. It's patience. It's patience. I think about Jesus in the New Testament, and I see how Jesus he is the prime example of experiencing or exercising patience. I mean, think about it. Think about the people that Jesus hung out with. Think about those 12 disciples that Jesus hung out with on a regular basis. And can you imagine how often those guys tried his patience? There are times when Jesus would tell them a parable and they would come to him and, Lord, tell us what this meant. There are times when Jesus spoke plainly to the disciples, they didn't understand what he was saying. There were times when the disciples were selfish and they wanted positions to glorify themselves. They wanted Jesus to call down fire from heaven on the Samaritans. There were times when those disciples, they didn't want little children to come to Jesus. They were slow to believe in the resurrection. And you guys know how emotionally unstable Peter was. And even when Jesus was being arrested, Peter denied Jesus. And so Jesus has to exercise patience with his disciples, even when Thomas doubted him, even when Judas betrayed him. We see Jesus as our prime example of exercising patience. As we look at our text today in Psalm chapter 40, we see, I believe that this psalm is written by David, and we know that David went through many challenges in his life. We know that David went through many issues and trials in his life where he had to learn to exercise patience. I ask you today, as we think about the fruit of the Spirit called patience. Are you going through a trial or a challenge in your life? And God is calling you to exercise patience. Are you going through something in your life and God is calling you to exercise patience as it relates to another person? So exercise patience as it relates to trusting the Lord for a job. Exercise patience. Are you waiting on God for something? Are you waiting on God to do something in your life? And it is requiring you to exercise patience. When I consider Psalm 40, I don't know what David may have been going through at this time. He may have been one of those situations where he was running from Saul, and he was hiding in caves, and he was running and hiding and back and forth from Saul. I don't know. It could have been the time when, you know, there was turmoil in David's family and Absalom had taken the throne from him and he was running from his only son. Could have been the time when David sinned with Bathsheba, and because of that, God takes the son from him, and David is grieving and he's waiting on God. I don't know what the situation is, but we know that David found himself in a situation where he had to wait on God. What are you waiting for today? What is God challenging? In what way is God challenging you to exercise patience in your life? But I like what David says in Psalm chapter 40. He says, I waited patiently for the Lord. You see, I believe that if we are going to exercise patience, if we're going to experience the power of patience in our lives, we must wait on the Lord. We wait on the check to come in the mail, don't we? We wait for that spouse to do what they said they were going to do to fulfill their commitment to us. We wait for our children to do what they're supposed to do. We wait up at night, 11 and 12 o'clock at night, waiting on our children to come home. We wait for God to give us the husband or the wife that we believe he wants us to have. In fact, we say that love waits, don't we? What we begin to see is that David lets us know that he waited patiently for the Lord. And I want you guys to know today that if you continue to wait on God, if you continue to wait patiently for the Lord, that whatever God is doing in your life, that he will bring it to pass. You see, based on our skit today, Sarah and Abram, they didn't want to wait on God. And because they didn't want to wait on God, they began to take matters in their own hands. And guys, when we begin to take matters in our own hands, then we have to suffer the consequences of not waiting on God. You see, there are times when we decide that we're going to do it our way. And because we do it our way, we end up incurring baggage in our lives. And we end up having to trust God all over for something new to help us to get through the baggage that we have incurred, the circumstances that we have incurred in our lives. And so now we have to trust God in a new way. But David says, I waited patiently for the Lord. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for today? Are you waiting on people? Is there somebody in your life that just irritates you? You would love to complain about it, but you hold your tongue. Is there someone in your life that just gets on your nerves and that you want to tell them off, but you're waiting and you're trusting God to deal with that person in your life? What are you waiting for today? Are you suffering in some kind of way today. Physically, psychologically, mentally. Trust God. Wait on God. Seek the filling of the Holy Spirit so that God will give you the power of patience. I want you to know today, guys, that without the filling of the Holy Spirit, that you cannot exercise patience in your life. Without God, you cannot exercise patience in your life. That's why David said he waited patiently for the Lord. And then he says, and the Lord inclined unto me and heard my cry. I love that. I love that part of that verse, because he says that as he waited on God, God heard him. I want you guys to know today that if you are waiting on God, and in your immediate surroundings, it might seem like God is quiet. But I want you to know today that God hears you. When you cry out to God, when you call upon God, and when you tell God about what you are going through, it may seem that he is quiet, but God hears you. David said he waited patiently for the Lord, and he says, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. You see, not only did God just hear his cry, but the text says that he inclined. In other words, he leaned over and heard his cry. You see, God demonstrates not only that he hears, but by leaning, inclining, God demonstrates that he cares for us as well. You see, God cares about what you are going through. God cares about what you are struggling with. God cares about the trials that you might be going through. God cares about the things that you are scared about. He cares about it, and he hears your cry. He hears your cry. Legacy, I want you to know today that if we wait patiently for the Lord, look what happens in verse 2. He says, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. You see, there's power in patience today. There's power in waiting on the Lord. There's power in trusting in the Lord as well. Because when we wait on God, not only does God hear our cry, but David says that he brought me up. You see that? It says he brought me up also out of my situation. The power of patience is that if we trust God, he will bring us out of that situation. He will bring us out of that trial. He will bring us out of whatever we are going through. Says he brought me up out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on a solid rock. On a solid rock. Is there anybody here today and you feel like you're in a place of uncertainty? Lord, I don't know what's going to happen with my job. Lord, I don't know what's going to happen with my future. I don't know what's going to happen with my health. I don't know what's going to happen with my children. I don't know. But I'm here to encourage you today that God says that if we exercise the fruit of the Spirit called patience, that he will pick us up and he will place us and move us from a place of uncertainty and place us and put us on a solid foundation. A solid foundation. And I want you to know today that whatever you might be experiencing, whatever you might be going through, don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Don't give up, but continue to exercise patience. Continue to wait on God. Amen. And I love it because David waited on the Lord. You see, there's a way that we can wait. You know what I'm saying? There are times when we're waiting. There are times when we are exercising patience. And we just angry. We mad at everybody. We mad at everyone. We see people around us doing okay. And Lord, you hadn't done anything about my situation yet. We see it, people around us, you know, it seems like the Lord is just blessing them and the Lord hadn't done anything about our situations yet. And we're just angry. We become jealous and envious and it begins to affect our attitude and everything that we go through. But David waited for the Lord. He waited for the Lord. I want you to know, church, that the key to our success when it comes to waiting on God is to wait on God, to wait on the Lord. Don't wait on our own terms. You see, when we wait on our own terms, then it becomes an issue of pride. It becomes an issue of I want to control my situation. But I believe that we should wait on the Lord. And I would imagine that as David waited on the Lord, that he found himself on his knees praying to God. As David waited on the Lord, I could imagine that David found himself reading the Word of God on a daily basis. As David waited on the Lord, I could imagine that David had surrounded himself with two or three key people that he could really share with, he could really trust with, to talk about what he's going through. You see, there's a way to wait on the Lord. And as we wait on the Lord, God will pick us up out of our situation and place us on a solid foundation. What we begin to see in verse 3, it says, "And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God." He says, "Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." You see that? And so as we wait on God, one of the things that happens is that not only does God hear us, not only does God pick us up and place us on a solid foundation, but the text says that he puts a new song in our mouths. You see, I believe that as a result of trusting in God, that God changes our story, that he changes our testimony. You see, there are times in the past when our testimony looked a certain way. But as we learn to trust God, as we learn to wait on him, as we learn to live for him, he puts a new song in our mouths. He says, not just any song now, not just any song, but it's a song about praise to our God. It's a song about how God has delivered us. It's a song about how God has helped us. It's a song about how God has been good to us. It's a song about God's provisions and providing in our lives. It's not just any old song. It's not any old song. You see, God moves us from a place of uncertainty and gives us a solid foundation. God moves us from a place of singing the old songs of the world to a place of singing the songs of Zion. Because of what he's done in our lives, because he has moved us to where he wants us to be. Where are you at today, Legacy? Where are you in your life with this whole thing about patience? Where are you when it comes to being patient with those around you? Where are you when it comes to your own attitude about patience? Where are you? He says, "Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." This is important. This is important because what we begin to see is that as we exercise the fruit of the Spirit called patience, that God delivers us, that God gives us a sure foundation, that God puts a new song in our heart, and we begin to serve as a witness for other people. You see, the thing that we begin to see is that people are watching you. Okay? People are watching you. People heard you when you said, you know, that for God I live, for God I die. People heard you when you shouted hallelujah and amen. You see, people were watching you, you know, when you know, as you told them about who you are and about, you know, how strong you are in the Lord. People saw you.
But now, as you are trusting God, people are also watching you. As you are waiting on God, as you are exercising patience, people are also watching you. And they are watching to see how we handle this whole waiting thing. They are watching to see how we're going to, if we're going to trust God in this situation. I don't know. How you been doing in the waiting game? How have you been doing in waiting on the Lord? Are you waiting on your own terms? Are you waiting on God's terms? Do you find yourself venting your frustration all of the time and yelling at people and maybe yelling at the kids and yelling at your spouse and yelling at folks on your job? Do you find yourself more impatient than patient these days? Where are you in your journey? Where are you? Where are you? As we finish up today, I want you to understand that as we wait patiently for the Lord, that there are promises for exercising patience. There are promises. Psalm 37, 7 through 9 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off." He says, but those who trust in the Lord and those who wait upon the Lord will inherit the earth. Verse 34 of that same psalm, he says, "Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it." Hebrews 6:12, "That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." You see? You beginning to see this? God is saying that if we exercise patience, that there's promises that go along with the power of patience. Amen. Hebrews 10 and 36. "For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." If we trust God, if we trust God to and allow him to exercise patience in our lives, no matter what our situation is, God promises us an inheritance. He promises us that we will be blessed by him if we are just willing to trust him. Where are you today? Somebody here today might be at a, you might not be at a point in your life where you can, where you can have patience. You know, there's another aspect of patience. It's connected to forgiveness. It's connected to forgiveness, and patience is required even as a result, as it relates to forgiveness. Real quickly, turn with me to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. Verse 23. Matthew chapter 18, verse 23. You guys with me? Jesus is talking here. He says, "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he began to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents." In other words, he owed him an amount that was impossible for him to pay him back. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and he worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and he loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all of that debt because thou desiredest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. Wow. When I consider this passage of scripture, it becomes obvious to me that patience is connected to forgiveness. You see, sometimes we cannot find it in our hearts to even forgive because we cannot exercise patience. We cannot forgive others. We cannot forgive people for the wrong that has been done to us because we cannot find patience. And the Lord said that because the wicked servant would not forgive, then he put him in prison and turned him over to the torturers and to the tormentors. It's amazing, because when we can't find it in our hearts to exercise patience towards someone and forgive them, we find ourselves in torment. We find ourselves in pain and suffering and struggling because we're not willing to be patient with those who are asking for forgiveness. We are not willing to extend patience toward them and forgive them. And so we find ourselves tormenting, torturing ourselves mentally and psychologically, hurting and hating. God says that the way that we experience the power of patience is through the filling of the Holy Spirit. If there's anybody here today who struggles with patience and being impatient, if there's anybody here today that's struggling with unforgiveness, then I would encourage you to go on your knees. Remember how Abraham and Sarah, when they realized what they had done, that they had done it their own way instead of trusting God, the first thing that they did was that they cried out to God and they said, God, forgive us. Have mercy on us, God, for not exercising patience and waiting on you. It is my prayer that as we look at this fruit of the Spirit called patience, that we would do a self-inventory. that we would be willing to ask ourselves the hard questions. And as we ask ourselves the hard questions, that we would be true to what God is saying to us about patience. Father, we come before you today. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, God, that your word is true. We thank you, Father, that your word is applicable to our lives. Lord God, we pray that as we contemplate what you are saying to us today, that you open our hearts, open our minds, and open our ears to listen to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ask that we'd all stand. Cynthia and Jerry, praise team, if you guys could sing just a chorus of Alpha and Omega. Just a chorus. And we want to just take a few seconds to give anyone here today an opportunity for two things. The first thing is that we invite you to become a part of this ministry. If you don't have a church home and you're looking for a place where God can use you, a place where you can be encouraged and a place where you can feel belonging, a place where you can be under the covering of God's people, a place where you can be held accountable, we invite you to come today. If you're looking for a church home, we invite you to come today. Amen. 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 We also invite anybody here today that if you are needing prayer today, if you're in need of prayer, we invite you to come. If you're waiting on God for something, and you are waiting patiently for God, and you just need prayer, we invite you to come. We invite you to come at this time. You all the glory. We give you all the praise, Lord. Let us pray. Father, we come before you today. We worship you, God. We exalt you. We magnify your name and we lift you up. Lord God, we recognize that you are the King of Kings and that you are the Lord of Lords and that you are the Alpha and the Omega. Yes. And Father God, as we come before your presence today, Father, we recognize, God, that there is power in patience, but there's also power in prayer. Hallelujah. Lord God, you said in your word, Lord, that we should not faint, but we should always pray. Father God, we thank you so much, God, that you said in your word, Father, that the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Father God, you told us in your word, Lord, that if there be any sick among us, Lord, that we should cry and call upon the elders of the church. Father, we come before you today. We thank you so much, God, for Sister Michelle Cook, who has made a commitment, God, to be a part of this ministry. We thank you so much, God, because we've always felt like she was a member here, Father. And so, God, we thank you so much for her making that public proclamation. Lord God, as we come before your presence today, Father, we pray, Lord, for these who have come, Lord, God, you know their situations, Father. You know what's happening in their lives, God. You know what their needs are. And so, God, we turn them over to you. We pray, Father, that in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you will begin to work and move in their lives, Father. We pray, God, that you would, that even as they wait on you, Father, that they would experience, God, how you have picked them up, Father, and how you have placed them on a solid foundation, Father. We thank you, God, for the new song that you've already put in their hearts, Father. We thank you, God, for the new testimony that you're going to give to them, Father. Oh, God, we thank you today, Father. We thank you, God, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace. We thank you, God, that we don't have to come in form or fashion, Father, but we can come and just cry out to you, Father. Lord God, I thank you so much, God. Lord God, we know that we all in this place today, God, we have all have are in need of prayer.
Yes.
And so, God, we pray that you would just begin to search each one of our hearts, Father. Lord God, you know us through and through, Father. And so, God, we pray, God, that you would just begin to move in each one of our lives, Father. Lord God, whatever our fears are, Father, whatever our concerns are, God, whatever our needs are, Father, we pray, God, that you would just begin to meet those needs, Father. We pray right now, God, if there someone is seeking you for deliverance, Father, we pray, God, that you would deliver, Father. We pray, God, if someone is seeking you, Father, for a specific trial or a temptation that they're struggling with, God, we pray, Lord, that you would begin to move in their lives right now, Father. Lord God, just have your way, Father. Have your way, Father. Lord God, we know that you're able, Father. God, we've seen it over and over and over again, Father, how you've come to the rescue of your people. And so, God, we trust that you would do that now, Father. We trust, God, that whatever, God, the need is, Lord, that you would just begin to meet that need, Father. Just have your way, Father. Lord God, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do, Father. We thank you, God, and we look forward to the testimonies from your people as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. The power of patience. I trust that.